Province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN police say a loaded AK-47 was among several unlicensed firearms found in the possession of a man due in court today. The 49-year-old was nabbed yesterday in the Osha Yanyawo area in the province's northeastern parts. KZN SAPS's Paul Magwaza says his arrest follows a tip-off from police intelligence. The man is due to appear before the Nkandla Magistrates Court.
During the operation, police recovered three unlicensed firearms, which included an AK-47 assault rifle with three rounds of ammunition, an HMC pistol with 14 rounds of ammunition, as well as a shotgun with 13 rounds of ammunition.
The family of slain Musgrave woman Taryn LaRue believes their daughter had been a victim of long-standing abuse. Her husband, Frederick LaRue, who's facing a charge of premeditated murder, was denied bail yesterday in the Pinetown Magistrates Court. The state advocate told the court that Taryn had taken out a restraining order against him 6 years ago and had received a threatening voice note shortly before her murder. Taryn was shot at a popular pub in Westville in September. Her father, Vincent Barbarovich, was in court.
He didn't have love. It was control, narcissism to the worst, a bully, an ugly man. To do that to a beautiful girl, he's not a man, and he deserves the worst.
LaRue's defense attorney says his client feels victimized by Taryn's family, who he claims are hyping the matter through the media and social platforms. Meanwhile, outside court, supporters join the family to demand justice for Taryn and protest against gender-based violence. Taryn's niece, Lisa Beresford Mnyandu, was among them.
We stand against the gender-based violence that's happening all over South Africa. So, yeah, we stand strong against that. We just want justice for Taryn.
The case has been postponed until February. Johannesburg police have opened a murder case after a taxi association official was gunned down in Sandton last night. The victim and another man were confronted by two gunmen armed with automatic rifles. Police spokesperson Mavela Masondo says the killing is suspected to be linked to an ongoing taxi conflict in Alexandra.
The 52-year-old victim was declared dead on the scene. Police are appealing to anyone who might have information that can help in the investigation or assist in the apprehension of the suspects to please call the nearest police station or call Crime Stop on 08600 10111.
And the rand has continued to strengthen against the US dollar this morning, currently trading at 16.93 to the greenback. Yesterday, the currency dipped below the 17 rand resistance level for the first time in over 2 years. Economists say the rally is being driven by a combination of a weaker US dollar and positive local developments. They've pointed to a boost in investor confidence after the finance minister pledged to target lower inflation and improve the country's fiscal outlook. A stronger rand immediately lowers import costs. A recap of our lead story, KZN police say a loaded AK-47 was among several unlicensed firearms found in the possession of a man due in court today. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.